Good morning. This morning, the 20th of January, 2013. Today is the 19th of January. I am ahead of day. Very happy to have Lata Johar with us to share her memories of the early days of the ashram. Welcome, Lata. Namaskar. What is your first memory of coming to the ashram? Did your parents bring you, or did some family members bring you?
In my case, it's always me who came. First time I came in with my parents, but my parents were not bringing me. I was studying in a school in Lahore, Sir Gangaram Hindu Girls High School, very famous school in those days. I came during the holidays and saw my parents coming to Pondicherry. It was in 41. And I said, you can't go away when I come. You have to take me and all. So they brought me. But those were the days when you couldn't have the darshan without prior permission. They had not taken permission for me. So
how old were you?
I was 9 years old.
Also, you were allowed to go, but you needed permission.
No, I was not allowed, and permission, I don't know if I would be allowed if they took, but they had not taken the permission. Uh-huh. They left me at the ashram gate. There have always been gatekeepers there. And they went for darshan, and I started shouting, howling, I want to go, and all. And everybody, in those days, there were no children in the ashram, or hardly one or two, I don't know. So everybody who was passing by was asking what's the matter and all. Finally, Champaklal's brother Kantilal, he said, oh, it's just because of that she's weeping, I'll take her. He took me and put me in the queue. And I went had Sri Aurobindo's darshan. But it seemed Sri Aurobindo, in those days very few people were coming, and he noticed it. And he also said something which I don't know, but I only know that I had the darshan, and I knew that I was having the darshan without permission, so I was feeling a little guilty inside. So I looked at Sri Aurobindo like in that way and had the darshan. That's my first memory of my first darshan. After that, 3 years later in 44, we all came, almost the family, parents, and few of the children, you know, till Purnima, who is much younger, and we came, and as soon as, but I am on, in 41, I'd seen mother. Mother had said that I could see her, and I remember that they gave me a plate with aspiration flowers, and with that I went to mother. But that was a memory, I don't know, as a child it was not spiritual or anything which I knew, but it was something which had really taken hold of me, I can say, and I was always talking about mother and Pondicherry. And when we came in 44, I said, I want to stay here. And then...
You told mother this?
No, I just told my father.
Ah, your father.
But my father went and told mother. And as soon as I said that I wanted to stay here, the school had just started in December 43. And the other brothers, sisters also wanted to then stay. They were younger than me. But because I said, they all said, and mother said, oh, yes, I will start the first boarding of the school, which they call Dortwa. And then my mother should remain here till the boarding is ready. So we had come on 1st of August, and my mother had to stay. Gymnasium was our first boarding. It was a beautiful colonial building with very big rooms and big windows and all. And we had a view to the playground from the balcony, and all. We could see mother whenever she used to come there. So when the mother gave the date 15th of January for the boarding to start. And so till then I was with my mother in that house where there is Ira boarding downstairs we were living. And in the morning, we were having breakfast at home. I used to sit on the floor and my mother served me some bread and milk. And I said, I didn't want to drink milk. And I got up and she said, you have to drink milk. I said, I won't drink milk. And I started walking out. And she said, if you don't drink milk, you are not coming back to this house. And I got very nervous and I went and told mother, what should I do? It was on 13th of January. 2 days later, the boarding was to start. Mother said, you go to boarding today itself. Boarding was ready, but the date was 15th. Milk, why didn't you listen to your parents? She said, you go to the boarding today. And nobody else was there except the people who were given the work of looking after the boarding. There were two Parsi ladies from Bombay. They were Parsi. Their names were Gulben and Shirinben. And downstairs was what boarding was. Downstairs for the boys and upstairs for the girls. And downstairs there's one Tamil lady who had learned Hindi and so mother had given it Chellamma. All of them came then on the 15th, but I was there on the 13th alone. Along with these people who were looking up. And in the evening, mother sent a basket of fruits and biscuits and chocolates for me. This was for me a real luxury, you know. And I really felt so, you see, this is my mother, my real mother. And so after that, on the 15th, then it was an official opening and the other people came also. And that's how the first boarding of the ashram started. There were girls and boys in it.
And how many times did you see Sri Aurobindo?
Oh, from 41 once, then from 44 August till 50. Yes. I've been seeing him regularly for all the four darshans. And later on in April, we used to have an extra darshan because the physical education started and we used to go with our uniform, shorts and kitty cap and everything for darshan. Then we would come back and change our clothes and go for second time. So in April, I think it was from 47 onwards, every April we used to go twice. Once with our sports dress, and then afterwards in our normal dress.
It was on the same day?
On the same day. Come back, change and go again. That was it. But I think most of those people who were there from that time, they all know this. I mean, we also used to go at that time.
When did your parents stay for you? Many years here in the ashram?
Oh no, after that they went away. Oh. No, they stayed here just because till the boarding would be ready.
I see.
After that they went away, but my father used to come at least 4 or 5 times a year because he used to come and talk to mother for every little thing that he was doing for the ashram in Delhi. It was after that then my father told mother that the building in ashram in Delhi, he had prepared so that the family could stay there. So he told mother, you have taken my children, now take this building also. So at that time mother told him, this will be the Sri Aurobindo Ashram Delhi branch she gave him. So that was,
What year was that? What year was that that mother told him? Must have been...
And that was in 51, must be, I don't know.
Around
when was
time.
This, I told you I'm not very good for these dates. When was this convention, you know the date of the convention and all? No, it was much earlier. Must have been in 51, I think. 51. No, I think my father has books up there in that. In 49 or something he had already 48, 49, I think he had already. There were some sadhus who were staying in that building and he had called it an ashram. But after that, it when Mother gave officially Sri Aurobindo Ashram Delhi branch, then it became Delhi branch at that time.
At that young age, what were you doing in the ashram?
I started going to school like everybody. Mm-hmm. And
you had classes with Mother?
Tell us about that. You see, school had just already started. And I didn't know French. And French was the main subject. And at that time, I don't know, because this was in August, perhaps my father was not very sure whether I would stay on. So I was not in the school. I was attending the classes, but without knowing the French. And then it was decided that I'm going to be here. Then Mother said that we should have this. She asks, I don't know if you know these people, Kanakda, Robi Ganguly, and he was also new and he had learned some French. She asked him to teach French to some of these new children. I was among them, but I was older than the others. There were others with Tara, Chitra, and some others, family, and they were really small. And Kanakda was very fond of children, so he used to play with them, and I learned nothing at all. I told him, you are playing with them, how will you? Yes, yes. Because he would say yes, yes, but he would continue playing. He would sit on his table and play. But then after that, she organized other class also for newcomers. That was Monsieur Benjamin. Benjamin, he was a Tamil French. And he was the one who taught us. And he used to give us a lot of these poems and Fable de la Fontaine to learn by heart, and I was very good at learning by heart. So, and that way I picked up. Then in that, this school was not really in this proper way, you know. So there were others also, there was one Shanti Doshi. He asked me, you want to learn French? I will teach you. Then he started teaching me separately also. So I was learning here and there. And afterwards, Shanti Doshi became also our official teacher. But there were only three levels. And those three levels, because it was just the beginning, A, B, and C. And then I had double promotion, and I came to C. When I came to C with the others, there was this person who, my first teacher, he was also among the students. So. Then after that, there were no more teachers. Then they told Mother, there are no teachers anymore. Because the classes are increasing, number of classes is increasing, but then there are no teachers. Then Mother said, I will take their class. So that's how, then she said, I will take in the evening. And there was that, gymnasium is not there anymore. On that side, there used to be a big hall where she started. But then Mother, we were in the class about 9 or 10 only, I think. But my mother takes class, she started asking, you come also, to many she called. And then many started asking Mother if they could come also. So on the very first day when this class started, the hall was full. She had herself invited so many, and many had asked Mother if they could come. So it used to be in the evening. We would play basketball on that day, all wet with sweat. We should run to be in time, and she said the students have to be in the first row, and all the others at the back. And we were very nervous seeing so many people at the back. And Mother said, You have to ask questions. If you don't ask questions, then I will start doing my translations. And we were very nervous. Once or twice we put some questions, but after that, as we were not putting questions, she changed that class to her translation class. She started translating Synthesis of Yoga. She started translating in the class. And we used to then write what she's, the French portion of it, we used to write as dictation. And I still have one notebook of that class, which is not mine, but it is my friend's book. He used to keep it with me, and that is still with me. It was Wilfie's book, like that.
Did mother check your books?
No, she didn't check. But there were hardly any mistakes and all. And later on, much later, of course, French teacher I became after my coming back from France.
How long were you in France?
In France, 1 year. And then in Germany, 6 months. And then traveling and all. Altogether, it was just a little less than 2 years that I was away.
You went to France for further studies?
I went to France for my, because I went, it was a scholarship given to me by the government of France, which of course mother had encouraged. She wanted, I didn't want to go without mother's sanction. And she said it will be good. And I was not a French teacher. And I went as a French teacher. I wasn't even very good in French. But then, as I had gone as a French teacher, I had a training for teaching French to foreigners, teaching French in a foreign country. The methods are different, you see. So I was there for, I had the scholarship for 6 months. Then they extended it for another 3 months. And actually, the people who were looking after these scholarships and all, they were keen that I get the extension. And it so happened that between the extension and the first extension, which was expiring, there were holidays. And they said, what to do in the holidays? And so they gave me, they had all my certificates, which were a big file from here, because we didn't have certificates in those days. So in that, they had written also that I was playing basketball, everything was there, in games, we had done all types of activities, you know, and learned music, sitar and all, and then I was, all that I have done, all certificates were there. So they said, oh, you have been playing basketball, you can have a training in basketball. So that 1 month they gave me basketball training, which was in Poitiers, another town of France. And then I continued my scholarship for 3 months. Then it became to 10 months, you see. Then they gave me another 1 month in Besançon. They said you can have one there, that was also for teachers. So I went to Besançon for 1 month. And then it was over, and in the meanwhile, these friends in Germany, they were here right before I left, and they said, when you finish, come to us. Oh. So they had been corresponding for that, and then they came to pick me up from France. And I didn't know, they had never been to Paris, so I didn't know where to put them. And then mother's granddaughter, Purna, her name was Françoise at that time, she said, I will be away, they can stay in my house.
Oh.
So they stayed with me in her house till the end. And of course, they took me away. I took them around Paris, showed them as much as I could. And then they took me to Germany with them. And this German family is also very well known in the ashram, Eckhard and
Eckhard. Oh, yes, I know them very well.
Yeah, we were their first contacts. I was there.
Oh.
So Theodora was very fond of me because I started learning German from her. And so she was keen that I come to Germany. And then she asked me, they were here, we had played in the boarding. We used to, every 15th of January, we used to have some cultural program for celebrating the anniversary. And at that time, we had celebrated our anniversary in this hall here, because I had shifted to this room.
Oh.
And we had played Chirubindo's play Vasavadatta, and I was the queen, and she thought that I was very good in acting. So she said, what do you want to learn in Germany? Do you want to learn the language, or do you want to do this theater or the plays? And I said, surely plays, because it will be, language will be there also. So she took me to a school which is specializes in all these artistic, there was music, there was painting and all in that school, and then there was theatricals, if you call it. But as a foreigner, I couldn't be a student there. But she had a friend, the main person was a friend who was also a very well-known actress at that time, stage actress.
Oh.
Yeah, Lyman was her name, and she asked, she wanted to help, but she said, I could come only as a auditor.
Spectator or?
They call
auditor.
Just to attend, but not participate.
Yeah, right.
So I used to do that for 6 months, and all those who were going through that training, they became my friends. And so they started, and Thea Lyman, the teacher, she asked them to help me. So they taught me monologues from various, for example, from Faust, German poetry, they taught me how to recite. And also I was really, and then there was miming and everything they used to teach me, and I really had a very nice time, although I wasn't a real proper student of that school.
But you must have had a great facility for language.
Well, at that time I didn't know it. I never knew that. I had, because I thought I was more for maths and sciences. I never knew that I was. But when I came back, then because I was living in Germany, I lived in France for a year. Then I was living in Germany. I picked up the two languages. And when I came back, then I was interested in languages. At that time, they asked me to teach German. So I was the first teacher.
In the ashram.
In the ashram. I used to take classes at 1 o'clock. These people like Ravi and all, they were there, who my students and all first students. And they were not students. They were also, I think, I don't know, all LLE people, they had joined. They were outside school hours, these classes.
Oh.
Then came my Medhananda had come. And then I joined his classes also. Was it before going to? Yeah, maybe before. Before going to Germany, I had learned little German from Medhananda. That those classes were also not for the school. At that time, I was already teaching, because I got the scholarship as a teacher, not as a student. Although it was a teacher scholarship.
So, at what age did you begin teaching in the ashram?
Oh, I started teaching, I think, at the age of 25, 26. We were still students.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 26, 27, I don't know. We were still students. We had not finished studying and we started teaching. Mother asked us to start teaching. Mm-hmm. But then I started teaching in a very strange way, because I didn't want to be a teacher. I never wanted to be a teacher. I said, no, I didn't like school. But I started liking the school at that time. But then my friend Kumud, she started teaching maths. And she wanted to come out of it, and it was not yet the end of the year. And she requested if I could continue for a few months, 2 months at the end of the year. And first I said, no, teaching, that's not my line. Then just to help her out, I accepted. And I taught for 2 months, and after the 2 months, Pavitrada said, you're doing well, continue. And I said, oh no, this is not what I want, but I was flattered because he said, you're doing well. So I continued. So that's how I started teaching maths. Then gradually they asked me to take some science classes. Then afterwards, Temi Ben, who was my English teacher, she said, you should teach English. Though if not everybody is good in English, so you should teach. Then I got started teaching English. And after that came this advertisement in the papers, scholarships from the government of France. That was the first year when the government of France was giving scholarships in India for teachers' training. And my father insisted that I should go for it. I said, I don't want to go out from here. But that, as he was insisting, I asked mother. And the mother, for 2 days, when I asked Pranab, for 2 days, mother was not well, and there was no time. We had to send our applications with certificates. They demanded MA first class in French to get this scholarship. We have no degrees here at all, absolutely. And French, I wasn't good in it also. And then mother said it would be good. And then they worked day and night, Pavitra Da and Kirit Joshi and all. They prepared my certificates, which was a big file like that, in which they included certificates about sports and music and dancing and whatnot, everything that we learn here. We have here all the possibilities. So they prepared all that and they were sent. There was no time, but we had to send by post, and in those days post was very slow. It took 3 days to reach and everything. Then the attaché culturel, or French attaché culturel, came to Pondicherry and told Pavitra that there is an application from the ashram and we are considering it because our degrees were not official. So then Pavitra Da came and told me that you better prepare yourself, they're going to call you. Then I said, how do I prepare myself? He said, you go to, he asked Bharati Di, I don't know if you, these are all historical people of the ashram, a French lady, Madame Carpules, go to her and she will. And she was very much interested in India. So she started reading with me a book on India. I said, I don't know how this is going to prepare me for my interview as a French teacher. But I did what she wanted. And then I was called for interview. And I don't know why and how. I was the first one to be called. I had no proper certificate, whereas the others came from other schools and all. They had the proper certificates. And my certificates were all absolutely what you call informal.
They
were prepared
they
here.
They called you here in Pondicherry?
No. In Delhi. I had to go to Delhi.
In Delhi?
Oh, I had to go to Delhi and there was no time. If I went by air, if I did, the day I would reach, by air means one day I would reach, next day was the interview. So my father told me, you take the flight. Don't worry about the cost. You see, in those days, the people didn't travel by air. It was very expensive, 200 rupees for my ticket.
So your father said, fly to Delhi.
Don't worry
about the cost. So what happened?
So then I took the flight, and he was a whole, everybody of the family was very excited. They were all excited because I was the first one in the family, and also perhaps in the ashram also I was the first one to get a scholarship like that. I had not yet got the scholarship. Then when I reached there, my father told me, as soon as you reach, phone me. And so I phoned him and told him from the airport that I'm ready. So how was it, your first flight? He was so excited. And it was for me also very exciting. I said it was wonderful. And then we went there and they were all, the ashram, Delhi ashram was already there in small, and people in the ashram were all excited also. They all started coming and asking me, what will you wear? And how will you, and all those type of, they said, you should wear sari. I said, no, I will not wear sari. I want to be as I am. And the only thing I did was I took mother's prayers and meditation in my hand and I went for the interview. And I was the first one to be called. But there were very, so many interesting events. I don't know if I should tell everything. It is not. Because
please.
How did I come, happen to be, when peon, he came and said, you are from the ashram. I said, yes. He said, can you make, give a, say something for, I would like my children to be in the school in the ashram. So this is how he came to know. They talk about this. And there was another person from Pondicherry, but he was not from the ashram. Anyway, the interview was something very interesting because there were 12 persons interviewing me alone. My chair was, they were sitting in a semicircle and my chair was, I mean, at a, right in the center with, at a distance and all.
So they interviewed you all at once?
Not at
one,
but,
one,
I mean,
by
one,
one
by one,
but all in the same room?
All in the same room. It was a big hall, you know, frightening. It was my first examination, you can say, of the my life. I never had exams. I grew up here, so I didn't have. And most, all these people who were going to interview me, most of them didn't know French. They were just one person who knew French, and he put me questions on the language, asking me the difference, or the meaning, difference of meaning with le livre and la livre and that, these type of things on the language itself. And the last person was French attaché culturel himself, he was there. And he was all the time looking at me, and whenever he was smiling, I knew I had answered well. Otherwise, he would look like this. I mean, most of it, I think I must have answered well. I don't even know anything and all. And then, as it was a doubtful case, because I didn't have proper certificates, they sent these same papers, certificates, they sent to France. And it took quite a long time for the answer, but they found it very interesting, because here it was not certificate saying that I was a teacher or I had passed an exam. It was saying all that I have done here. So it, all the details were there of my education. So they all got interested, and finally it took 6 months, and but then I got my scholarship. Then I went to this scholarship. Some people were to be go by ship and the others by, only few were to go by a plane, but it seems afterwards all went by plane. But we didn't go together. So we, in Delhi, I had to do my shopping and all, but all shopping was, they did the best and the most expensive, but it was not, everything had to be redone there because it was, and then there I didn't have any money at all. I had only 50 rupees which the government allowed to take from here. The 50 rupees were equivalent to 50 francs in those days, and 50 francs was nothing at all. But then at the airport, Purna, Francois at that time, came to receive me at 3:30 at night or 3:15, I don't know exactly. And I was walking with difficulty because I had new Chinese shoes which were too tight. And I had my big sitar in my hand, which I had taken, I was asked to take so that I can give my sitar recitals there. So I had a lot of baggage because I had taken woolens and everything because I wouldn't have money to buy there. So with all that I was struggling, and Purna came, she took me in her beautiful big car to her beautiful house, which was a flat right on top. The area which is, I don't know if they use the word posh in India, they say a lot posh. It was a posh area with the beautiful huge, very big flat with all glass doors and all, and I didn't see the glass door, I knocked my head again. I thought I could walk in. And the very first entrance in her house. And then, of course, it wasn't so bad and all. But then I stayed with her for a few days only because I had to look for my own place. And I kept looking till I found one which was perhaps, it didn't suit me as yet, but Purna said, no, no, you go there, because it was given me only for 2 months. And she took me there and I stayed there for 2 months. And then I had been looking for another place all the time. And I found, this was a very interesting story. I don't know if it's part of this, because I don't know why one day I used to walk to the university and come back walking from the university. And one day I was walking, and in the corner there was one pharmacy shop. And I don't know why I went straight in the shop. And there was one sales girl. She said, "What do you want?" And I didn't know what I wanted, because I didn't know what I wanted. But I thought I have to ask for something, so I said, "Toothpaste." Then she said, "Which toothpaste do you want? There are so many there." And I had seen in Puna's place, Francois's place, one toothpaste named with Signal or Signal in French. I said that name. Then she brought that. And then she said, "Anything else?" I said, "Yes, I want hair oil." "Hair oil? We don't use hair oil here." I said, "But we Indians use what?" He said, "You can use this olive oil. It would be good." I said, "Okay, I'll take that from somewhere, not there." Then, but she was interested in me because I was Indian. Then she started talking to me what I was doing and everything. And then I told her I was looking for a place. She said, "Oh, I will help you." But she said, "I'm going out for winter sports." It was already winter, to Austria. But when she gave me her phone number, and she said, "When I come back, I will help you to get a place." And then I had not yet got, I was staying in that temporary place for 2 months. I had not yet got my place, so I phoned her. And she said, "But where are you?" The 2 months were over by the time. I went back again to Puna's house. Uh-huh. But still looking, and she said, "But where are you?" I said, "I'm in Boulevard Bino, where is Puna?" "Oh, but then that's a very nice place. You can continue staying there." I said, "No, I can't continue staying there." She said, "Okay, I'm coming to take you." She came, she took me, and she took me to her room, which was in the basement. And she said, "I will stay with my mother on the first floor. This is my room in the basement." It was just a room. The baths and toilets were between three rooms, one bath and one toilet, and outside. So she said, "You stay there till I find something for you. And I will stay with my mother on the first floor." And her room was really very nice, and I stayed there for a few days, and she came and told me, "Oh, I got an opportunity to go to Gabon, north of Africa, replacing a pharmacian in a pharmacy. So till then you continue to stay. When I come back, I will come to my room." And her mother said, "But then my daughter has been paying me, you will pay me." I said, "Surely I will pay you, I have a scholarship." So I started paying the mother, and I was staying there. And a few days later, I get a letter from her, from Gabon, that she has a friend, she has found a friend, and she very nice and everything and all. And I showed that letter to her mother, and her mother said, "Saye, she has got some match for herself and all." And a few days later, she called her mother for getting married. She was getting married. Anyway, the mother went and came back. And I stayed on in that room till the end of my stay in Paris. So you see, it was, and the family was always very nice to me, although they were staying on first floor. Whenever I went for my for a tour of my studies and came back, she used to say, "You were out, you don't have to pay for the room." And whenever I came back, she used to say, "Oh, you have just come back. How can you go and find food? You eat with us." So that's how I had a family there, and who looked after me till the end. And then, at the end, of course, as I told you, Eckhart and Theodora came. And then we went to Purna's house last few days when I met. They visited Paris with me. Then I stayed 6 months in their house in Germany, and I visited the school, because she arranged with this friend of hers to attend the classes. But I learned a lot in spite of not attending those classes, because the students were teaching me a lot of recitations in the language, mm. and the how you throw your voice, you know, there are exercises. Mm. Then pantomime, we had some sets, special lessons for pantomime. And those who do this training, they'd have to go through many, they'd have to learn dancing, music, everything. I was not learning everything, I was just attending. But I did all that and I learned a lot. And after 6 months, I came back. And because I had the scholarship from the government of France, I had to give the report and everything, I had done it. And you have to be in your place from where you have been sent, at least for a condition, was the government of India demanded that you should be there for at least 1 year of teaching or something like that. I said, in my case, that doesn't count. I'll be here all my life. So since then, I've been teaching. I came back and started teaching French. And also, as I told you, the German, I took a few classes. Not immediately, but at 1 o'clock, I was teaching.
I would be very happy if you could tell us what it was like when you came back and saw Mother again.
Ah, yeah, that was really nice. So when I went to Mother, and Mother looked into my eyes and she said, this has done you a lot of good. She repeated that twice. She said, it has done you a lot of good. And then she kept silent for some time, concentrating on me. And that was it. And I know, and I feel it also, that it had done me a lot of good this time. Although people from here don't want to go, but I also didn't want to go, but I went also because Mother wanted it. At the end, she said it would be good. Pavitrata was surprised that Mother said that. And then among Pavitrata and Joshi Bhai and some of Jugalda and these people, they were wondering why I should get this scholarship. It should be Jugalda or Joshida who are more capable as teachers. They should have got it. But why one gets and why other doesn't, it is not for us to see. It is Mother who said it will be good. Then, of course, they all put their maximum to prepare my certificates, whatever it is. And then this is how it ended.
And what was your feeling when you returned to the ashram from Europe?
Yeah, when I came back, you see, everybody was, curious to know, and so they arranged some talk by me in school. I gave a talk in school in this Hall of Harmony. What is that called? They have Saturday talks and all. And everybody enjoyed my talk very much. They enjoyed because I forgot myself and I never talked like that in public. But then they liked it so much, they said, I should talk in the playground. And that made me nervous. And in the playground, when I talked, I couldn't just talk. Here, everybody found it very interesting. And when it came to playground, I couldn't just talk. I said something, I was fumbling, and I was too nervous. But anyway, it's over.
Yes.
It's over. It's long, long ago. You see, this is how many, nearly 50 years have passed. Nearly.
Lata, we have run about our time for today. Is it possible for you tomorrow to continue with our talk? There's so much more that we want to hear from you.
But what more can I say? It all depends on what you ask.
I've got lots of questions.
Because I really don't know.
No, it's going
well. I've been going from one
so
place
well.
To another. And
it's going like so that. Well, yes.
Okay.